Hi everyone, Patrick Delahanty here again, and I'm talking about AnimeCons.com once again. A couple weeks ago I showed you how to find conventions near you, and that's just one of the features we have on the site. And I'm currently developing a lot of new features for AnimeCons.com and FanCons.com, and I'd like to hear your feedback on what you want. If you go to the right side of the website, you'll see this little tab that says Feedback. Click on that and you can actually leave us suggestions and vote up other suggestions by other people. So if you've got a great new idea that you'd like to see on our site, type it in, leave it. Or if you see some other ideas that people have, you can support those. And the more support an idea has, the higher priority it is for me to put on the site. So what I thought I'd do this week is I'm actually going to run through some of the ideas that people have posted and talk about them. The highest rated suggestion right now is do more with badges. Now, we don't actually call them badges anymore. We call them pins because we didn't want people to get confused with convention badges because you're not getting actual convention badges. So what the pins are, when you mark that you've attended certain conventions, it will unlock pins. So if you've attended one convention, you get your first pin. If you've posted on the forums, you've got a pin. If you've gone to 10 conventions, or 25, or some other landmark numbers, you get more pins. If you've been to one in all the New England states, there's a pin for that. And this is kind of like Foursquare with their badges, so you can earn different pins. And we do want to make more pins that you can earn. We have a whole list of ideas. We just have to actually implement them, and I'd also like to put in a way that you can actually show them off, because right now only you can see what pins you have, and it'd be nice to be able to say, hey, look at Joe over there, he's got these cool pins, and look at Sally, she's got that rare pin, how did she get that? I'd like to do more with pins, and if you have any ideas for pins, please just leave a comment. Let's see, we've also got create graphical representation for con statistics year over year. Now, AnimeCons.com has all the anime conventions. We know attendance for a lot of these. We have a lot of statistics we could run. And so I do this at conventions where I'll do a panel talking about conventions and I'll show the trend of how many there were each year. I'll show the attendance trend. And I've got all sorts of data, but it's not actually on the website. So what I would like to do at some point is put these in the site so that you can reference them any point you want. This suggestion actually may have been my own. Some of these I've put in. So the third highest rating suggestion is have a feedback area for conventions, not just ratings, so they can see where they need improvement. Now, I am planning to have an area for convention organizers, verified convention organizers, where they can give access to other fellow staffers, have some permissions on who can set what, they'd be able to update their own statistics and add guests when they announce them. Instead of having to wait for the AnimeCons.com staff, you can just go in there and do it. And this is a section I'm working on. And once I get this in there, I would like to do more with ratings. They won't be able to change the rating that somebody gives them, but maybe I'd have an area where people could actually leave feedback and it would go to the convention organizer anonymously if the person wants, so that they can get that hopefully constructive feedback on how their convention was and go right to them in, and have the site sort of act like a middleman, so if somebody, they may not feel comfortable leaving the feedback on a Facebook page or through the convention's website, where especially if it's negative feedback they may get yelled at, so acting sort of as the middleman, hopefully they'll be willing to come forth and offer constructive criticism, not so much hatred. But anyway, this is something that I'm thinking about for when I do that convention section. Up next, have a convention organizer section. Like I just mentioned, this would be the section where convention organizers can manage their own convention. I wouldn't let them do stuff like post the next year or change their venue or their dates. I'd still want to be able to verify that with the staff. with the AnimeCons.com staff and make sure that the information is legit and it's not just somebody messing around. But, you know, for announcing guests or editing the registration prices, stuff like that, absolutely. That's something the convention should be able to get out there, change their information, what the description of the convention is. There's some conventions that submit new ones every 2 weeks, and that's just more work for us. So if they could update it themselves, great. I would love that. Up next with 25 votes, let me upload pics of my costumes and pick which cons I'm wearing them at. This one's currently under review. If enough people want this, I'd consider adding it. It's something that other sites do. There's AC Paradise, Cosplay.com, I think Cosplay Lab, is that still around? But there's other sites that do this, but we have the list of conventions, and if this is something people really want on our site, yeah, maybe we'll add it. Let us know. Our next suggestion is about con staff. As many of the people on AnimeCons TV are staff members themselves or have done it in the past, have you thought of maybe adding a few new members or talking to other con staff members about what they do for people who might be interested in joining? It would give a much different look than what you already do. And as I said in my comment, this is something we want to do on AnimeCons TV. We need to talk more about staffing conventions. We talked about starting conventions, but I think the staffing part is definitely overlooked on our podcast. We need to do more with that. And if you have any suggestions as to the specific parts of staffing, because there's some vastly different things to do, then let us know what you want to hear about. Is it guest relations or security or being the chair? What kind of staffing are you interested in? Let us know. We've got another podcast suggestion. I'd like to see the topic of con burnout on an upcoming episode of the podcast. I've recently been having doubts of my home con, and I don't know if I should rethink my approach or just give up entirely. Now, I'm not really sure what there is to say about con burnout. I don't know if we could fill an entire episode, because usually people go to too many cons and they need to cut back. Either they're just getting overwhelmed, or it's too expensive, or maybe they've lost interest in anime or whatever kind of convention it is. Maybe they're not into My Little Pony or steampunk anymore. Yeah, burnout happens, but is it really a problem that needs to be solved? If somebody's losing interest in anime, is it our mission to try to get them back in so that they can keep attending conventions? Or maybe they should just go off and do whatever interests them and maybe find a new group for that. I don't know if con burnout, I don't know if there's really enough to talk about. But if you have any specific suggestions, again, let us know. Our next suggestion is for a voice actor's birthday. I suggest that when it's the birthday of a voice actress, actor, artist, etc., it should appear on the main page of AnimeCons.com. For example, today is Rachel Lillis' birthday. So could her birthday wishes be on the main page? I think this is a cool idea, but we have literally thousands of guests in our database, and finding birthdays for all of them, at least to be verified as the correct birthday, because you can't always trust... Can't trust Wikipedia or IMDb. They're often wrong. But finding the actual birthdays could be difficult. But, you know, if this is something people are interested in, it wouldn't be that hard to add. But, just let us know. If more people are interested, we'll take a look. Create written guides on how to start and run a convention. The written guides could cover various aspects of starting a convention and expand from there to cover topics related to running a convention. It could cover topics such as guests, programming facilities, and more. I've wanted for a while to write a book on planning conventions, have it as an ebook, and maybe even a physical book, because that'd be really cool. I just want to see my name on a book. I think it'd be cool, but there's no easy way to write up how to run a convention that would just be an article on the site. We would have to do, I mean, it's a book. It's a lot of writing, a lot of chapters, and I'd have to talk to a lot of people because I don't know everything about it. I've done a lot of different kind positions, but I still don't know everything. It's something I'd like to do eventually, but right now I'm kind of working on new website ideas, and maybe someday, but yeah, we'll see. Have a section on the website for reviews of anime conventions. Anyone can write a review and anyone can read the reviews. Write a review about the different events, the functionality of the whole con, and just the overall experience of being there. As I mentioned earlier, this is kind of the same suggestion that, I'd like to do more written reviews once the convention organizer section is in there. I don't want to put them in right now. I'd kind of like to focus on just the star ratings and get more people doing that. With the written reviews, we have to kind of curate them all and make sure it's not inappropriate, like people just swearing or posting spam, and that takes a lot of work. So right now, the stars is a good way to do it. Maybe with the feedback functionality, maybe in the future. This next one is actually one of my own suggestions, and I put it on here so I wouldn't forget. Allow me to track pre-registration, hotel, and travel confirmation numbers for each convention so I can keep track of them all in one place. I sometimes forget what cons I've booked a hotel for or have already booked flights to get to, or if I've pre-registered or not. It would be nice to be able to track this. And while I do so, keep confirmation numbers in one place, so if there's a problem checking in, I can just look up the confirmation number on the site. There have been some cons where I'll have to search through my email to see if I've already pre-registered, or if I've applied as press, or if I haven't done anything, or if I've booked a hotel or flights. There have been some times I think, oh yeah, I've got that covered, and then the con is like really close and it's too late to book a flight. So it'd be nice if there was some sort of reminder like, hey, it's 3 months out, you might want to start thinking about booking a flight. Or, oh, there's only a month left, have you booked your flight? Between 3 months and 3 weeks, it's the sweet spot to book those flights. So sometimes, like, Dragon Con's so far away, oh yeah, I'll book flights later, and before I know it, oh my god, it's coming. And even with hotels, I'm embarrassed to admit there's one con I booked a hotel room twice. I booked it at the main hotel and then totally forgot. And when that hotel was filled, I was like, oh no, it's filled up. And I totally forgot I had a reservation there. I booked at the Overflow Hotel. I ended up staying at the Overflow Hotel all weekend. And because I didn't show up to the main hotel, I got charged one night for that. And I didn't realize it until after the con. I was like, what is this charge? And I searched through my email. This is where that came out of, that idea, because I lost a lot of money because I booked two hotel rooms for the same con at two different hotels. But yeah, I'm sure this has happened to some other people that go to a lot of cons. You just can't keep track of where you are in the process. You're trying to manage five different cons at once. Like, all right, I have no tickets, but I have a hotel room for Dragon Con. I've got hotel room and tickets for Nerdtacular. I have flight to PortCon, and I just got the tickets. I don't need a hotel. So yeah, trying to manage all that in my head, it's easy to get mixed up. And if you like my idea, go vote that up, and I'll start implementing that one. Provide us with link images. Make a page with images of various sizes that we can add to our convention websites or blogs to link to animecons.com. This is actually another one of my ideas, and I put it in here because I keep forgetting. And it would take me a couple hours to do. But it only has 2 votes, so it's not a high priority for me. I guess there's not a lot of people that need images to link to our site. But I could easily whip out some images for animecons.com, fancons.com, animecons.ca, animecons.co.uk, animecons.co.nz, all of those versions for fancons.com with like New Zealand, UK. But anyway, I could make images for all of these fairly quickly to let you link to the site. But yeah, if nobody needs them, I'll spend my time working on more important things. And finally, please create a mobile version. I used to have a mobile version of animecons.com, but the way I had done it, it was actually a separate site. And so if I made any updates to anything that wasn't out of the database, whether it's new navigation or some new feature or just some other data to display on the page. I'd have to update on both sites. It became a huge pain. And even just deciding, oh, I want to display this on mobile, I don't want to display this on the full site, it was too much difficulty to keep both up to date. So when I did the redesign of animecons.com, like 3 years ago now, I went with a site design that worked better on mobile than the original design did, because back when people started getting iPhones, I needed a mobile site because that on mobile looked terrible. The current site on mobile looks okay. It's kind of tiny, but you can zoom in and you get the same functionality. If you're on an iPad, it works perfectly. So I think the only odd issue is if you're on an iPad and you go to the forums, the shout box just extends really far, but whatever. Anyway, so those are the suggestions we currently have and my thoughts on where we stand with them. If you have any suggestions of your own, like I said, go to animecons.uservoice.com and you can leave a suggestion there. If you can't remember that domain, just go to the feedback link on the side of the page and click on that. You'll end up at the site. And suggest any new features you want. They can be crazy. They can be simple little things, like even just point out issues like, hey, how come this doesn't work when I do this? Simple little things. Maybe they don't need a lot of votes. They'll be like, oh yeah, that's a really cool thing. There have been some ideas on here. Somebody said, oh, you should be able to add that I'm attending this convention. Put it as a link on the convention page. It's like, oh, it's so obvious. And so I, like an hour later, boom, it's on there. Some of these, like being able to put your cosplay pictures, that's a little more involved, take a little more time. So show your support if that's something you want. If you've got a new idea, go post that. Maybe it'll get a lot of votes. And let's see what we can build here. I'm sure you guys have some great ideas. I want to hear them. And so if you get feedback on animecons.com and fancons.com, don't wait for our podcast feedback episode. That's for podcast stuff. For the website, just go to animecons.uservoice.com, leave your comments there, and we'll see what we implement. And you can even leave them anonymously if you want. Whenever there's a new submission, within a day or two, I go and I leave a comment like I'm working on this, or this is a good idea, or hey, let's see if this gets more support. There's different status. I think that about does it for this episode of AnimeCons TV. Next week, I'll be coming to you from Big Wow Comic Fest in San Jose. And I did a report on it last year. It's a big comic convention, and yeah, we'll see how it goes in my second year there. And so I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to do some cosplay. So I don't know if I'll have any footage of that, but we'll see. Anyway, thanks for watching. And if you have any questions, email me, podcast@animecons.tv, or leave us a voicemail at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. Thanks, and we'll see you next week.